Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Bruce Weitz, and I hope you're listening to Stardish Radio. I do.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardish.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
All right. This is Stardish Radio with Graham Shields, here with Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
Well, good evening, everyone. You are listening to Stardish Radio, as you just heard, on the Blog Talk Network. Today is May 1st, 2008. Thank you all for joining us. Our call-in number is area code 347-945-5423. I am here with my two wonderful partners, Desiree and Jennifer. How are you, girls?
I'm good.
Good.
I want to give a quick shout out. Today is my grandmother's 78th birthday. Happy birthday!
Woo-hoo, Grandma! Oh, yay! Happy birthday, Grandma! All right. Well, you know what? I'm just going to get straight to it because our phone lines are blowing up. The chat room is going crazy. So on our show tonight, we're having an amazing guest, and I'm truly excited about this one because she is seriously one of my all-time favorites. I'm like a little giddy schoolgirl right now. She is a bright young actress with new things on the horizon for her. She's an Emmy Award winner, a GLAAD Award winner, and has also won 2 Soap Opera Digest Awards. She also has had credited roles in The Prince of Egypt, American Pie, American Dreams, as well in the theater as Cosette in Les Miserables. I probably just butchered that, but she is embarking on a new web series, Imaginary Bitches, which I love the title. We know her best, though, as the sweet Bianca Montgomery, the beautiful daughter to the infamous Erica Kane. So without further ado, please, everyone, welcome Miss Eden Regal to Stardish Radio.
Hello.
Hi,
that was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you. You went on and on and on. I was like, what is this? How is she still talking?
Well, deserved intro.
Thank you.
That everybody can say about you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God, it's such an honor to have you on.
Hey, everybody's been so excited about this whole thing. I just hear Stardish everywhere now on all my websites and message boards, and everybody's like, oh, my God, she's Stardish. I was like, yeah, they're really excited.
Oh, love
that. Your show
seems
very, very popular.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Well, I'm Joanne, and then we have Jennifer. Jennifer, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi.
And then the giggler is on the other side. You can hear that.
Wait, who's grandma's birthday is it today? Jennifer?
Jennifer's.
Yeah, yes.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
She'll love that.
Oh, yay. So, Eden, we're going to start with a tiny little history lesson for those of, let's see here. First of all, you attended Harvard University to become a lawyer. And somewhere along the lines, you auditioned for All My Children and was offered the role of Bianca. And at that time, did you even watch All My Children?
Well, I did have kind of a history of at All My Children. First of all, I had auditioned for Bianca when I was 11 years old. And at the time, my best friend, Lacey Chabert, got the role over me. Which I wasn't bitter about at all, I swear. but because she was on the show and because we were so close, I knew a lot about it. Also, when I was in Les Miserables, when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I dated Tommy Michaels. I use the word very loosely. We were 9, so we didn't. He was a perfect gentleman, but he played Timmy Dillon on the show, and I would actually come visit him on set so that we could like play. And I have pictures of me like in what would someday be like my dressing room area, and with Cleveland, who's the security guy and mm-hmm. in the green room. It's just funny to me how everything sort of came full circle. And I went to high school. My brother went to high school with Sarah Michelle Gellar. And also, oh, gosh, no, I can't remember her name, but another very pretty girl who was on the show. So I knew of the show a lot, and of course everybody knows who Susan Lucci is. So I, even though I wasn't an avid watcher, it was definitely in my head. It was in my consciousness. So,
well, that was my next question, was to see if you even had the idea that you were going to be the daughter of the most infamous woman in television, daytime television.
Well, yeah, I mean, golly, even people who aren't like huge soap fans. Everybody knows Susan Lucci, and the day that I had my screen test was the day after she had presented at the Tonys, and I'd watched the Tonys and been like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to meet that person tomorrow, and I was so scared, but she was so gracious and put me instantly at ease, and it was the most lovely experience, and after I left the screen test, I was like, oh my God, I really, really want this job so that I get to work with her, and I got it.
Well, that's fantastic. That really is, because I know I would be floored if it was me, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And you meet her, and she's like a bigger-than-life presence. But she seems, you know, you watch her on TV, and she seems so nice, like almost so nice that it can't be real.
Mm-hmm,
but it is real. It's 100% real, and if anything, she's more nice in person and so humble and gracious and generous, and she's an interesting person, but she's also interested in you and mm-hmm. makes you feel really special. So it's very, very disarming, and I found myself, like, going quickly from absolute terror to having the time of my life working with her.
Wow, that's fantastic. Go ahead, so Jennifer.
Speaking, speaking of Erica, now that she's in the Slammer now.
Yeah, I know.
Will Bianca be visiting
her?
She's
very brave, I have to say.
Yes, she is.
And
she looks good in that orange jumpsuit.
Somehow she pulls it off. I noticed that it's very well fitted. It's like, you know, she's showing some decolletage as well. I also noticed. And I have a feeling she's got her orange 6-inch heels as well. I hope Bianca visits her in the prison. I think she would. I've had lots of fans emailing me and asking me, like, where's Bianca? Why isn't she visiting? Why isn't anyone talking about her? And I do know that Erica has been talking about her lately, and that Erica had a flashback yesterday, and
Mona
and the rape and all her kids and everything that they've gone through, and I'm glad that, you know, they remember me, and I do hope I get to visit, and I would in a second come back and visit her and give her some emotional support in this time of very difficult time. Poor Erica.
Well,
my God. She goes through so much. And now she's in prison. And I'm telling you, like, I love the way they're writing it, but she seems so brave. Like, I would be scared to death. And I'd be like, Jack, get me out of here. And instead she's like, no, I'm helping these women. I'm helping them with their future. And, my God, it's only Erica could be that dedicated to her fans.
Well, it's the famous line, you know, her pain, you know, so...
Yeah,
that's what she always says in her when she always gets herself into a bind.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. a special lady.
Oh yeah, she looks so good coming out of solitary confinement today. I'll tell you that.
I know. Come on. That's why they're so poppers, I guess. Everybody always has to be glamorous.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll tell you right now, the chat room is such a buzz, Eden. We have. Angel Alliance, her name is, her screen name. She's saying, hi, Eden. Well, Angel, call in, because Eden is here, so just take a call. Come right on into the switchboard. We're going to go take a caller. Jennifer, you want to take the first caller?
Sure. Let's see. Let's go with area code 913. 913, you're on the air with Eden Regal.
Yeah, is that me?
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Very good. Where is 913?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Eden, this is Mary Beth.
Oh, I know you.
We've talked a couple times on MySpace.
Yes.
I've been giving you a little bit of crap.
You've been fantastic. You've been very, very funny.
Well,
very, very funny. I want you to be a writer for Imaginary Bitches.
Hey, I'm there.
Anyway, it's fun talking to you. I like your messages.
Well, thank you. The clips that we've been seeing for Imaginary Bitches have just been spectacular.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you like them.
I'm so looking forward to the show. I have a couple of questions. First one is, how is it hard acting opposite a pillow?
Yes, it is. It's when I first saw the script, I was like, oh my God, what an amazing part. But I don't know if I can do it. Like, it's hard because you have to imagine what the girls, like, I basically in my own head write the script for what the girls are saying. And I, like, imagine them saying it, but it ends up kind of being like rehearsing lines for a show or an audition. Like, you know, the way I kind of go over scripts when I'm on All My Children or in my car if I'm, like, on my way to an audition. And, you know, you have to really commit to it and imagine that somebody's in front of you. And I guess I've had a lot of experience with that, so I'm using it.
You have to also, I mean, I hate to use the word, but you have to emote. You have to, the facial expressions, and you have to believe that there's somebody standing right there in front of you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's different from anything I've ever done. Like, I was so lucky on the soap to have really, really good actors playing opposite me. And, you know, you get so much from them. And it is different when there's nobody there and you just have to imagine, you know, what they're giving you. And, like, I can totally see Catherine and Heather in my head. I know exactly what they look like. I know exactly what their personalities are. Like, you have to sort of exercise your imagination.
Definitely.
But I like to joke that I get to star opposite my favorite actor, me.
Yes. Wonderful. And the other question I had real quick is, because it was asking about the pillow, is it easier opposite a pillow or opposite a blow-up doll, as in the clip tonight?
It was easier opposite the pillow just because the blow-up doll was kind of gross. I don't know what she's referring to there's this video on on YouTube that my husband and I made of our wedding night, sort of a fantasy version of what might have happened, where I'm taking so long to get ready after we get married for our big first night together that he falls asleep, and he has this blow up doll that his friends have brought him, and I end up kind of in bed with the blow-up doll. But it's not graphic or anything.
It's hysterical. I saw that. It's hysterical.
But that,
it is hysterical.
Those blow-up dolls, and I know there are better versions, because my sister worked on this movie, Lars and the Real Girl, and there's a really good, you know, fake doll in that. But this blow-up doll was disgusting. It's like so gross.
That was kind of the joke, exactly.
But I had to pretend that she was the sexiest thing I've ever seen, and it was hard.
Those clips are hysterical. They really are a joy
to watch. Thank you. I'm really glad that we have the series now, because it's just something that we really like doing, Andrew and I, and so now we have a place to direct our creative impulses that isn't maybe quite as disturbing as where they would ultimately go.
I'm really looking forward to the whole thing and seeing where it goes, because it just looks like it's going to be hysterical.
Thank you. I really hope you like the show. If you like the teaser,
sure.
It's really similar, but it goes to some fun places. So I really hope that you respond to it. It's it's fun for us, and hopefully it'll be fun for everybody else.
Well, definitely. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And keep writing me on MySpace.
Okay, I'll do that. It's not bad.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're actually going to go to another caller. I have to put her on. She's from the Bronx, and she happens to be, my mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, Eden. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. My daughter, you know, she's always into everything. I have to call in even though I'm falling asleep. And as I'm listening to you talk to someone else, you sound just like my daughter over the phone. It's hysterical. I really thought it was her. This is what happens when you reach my age and you're very tired. Oh, in any event, I heard you talking and I just signed online and I see you have a web series coming up, Imaginary Bitches, and I heard you talking to that other woman about it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had no idea. That sounds so great.
Oh, thank you.
And
it's
when
really
does
fun.
It start?
It starts this Friday, which is tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, don't feel so bad. I don't even know tomorrow is Friday either.
Well, tomorrow is Friday, May 2nd, and the show premieres at 8 p.m. Pacific time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
On imaginarybitches.com, and it's pretty funny. It's about a girl named Eden. I play Eden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who is unlike me. She's single, and she's facing the lonely reality that all of her good friends are in serious relationships, and she can't really. They're having trouble relating to one another, and so she makes up some imaginary friends to talk to, but unfortunately they turn out to be serious bitches. And so it's sort of a funny thing because she's sort of expressing the things that the feelings and resentments and angers that she's not really that she can't say herself. The girls are sort of the imaginary girls are speaking for her, but
That sounds so great.
So you can see it at imaginarybitches.com, and then after the show at 8:30 Pacific time, which is 11:30. If you're still awake,
the only reason why I'm really very tired is because I have tenants upstairs, and they were leaving for Canada this morning, and they had 7 overnight guests, and they all woke up at 5:35 this morning.
My goodness.
That's the reason why I'm tired at this time. But you know what? They're away now. It's nice and quiet. So I'll be sleeping a little bit later tomorrow. So tomorrow at 11 p.m., I'll be fine.
You can stay up, and then afterwards you can sign on, and we're doing a live chat on the site. And you can we can talk some more about the show.
Yes, that sounds great. So I wish you a lot of luck on that, but then that means there's no chance that you're going to come back on All My Children?
Well, that is not necessarily true.
You might be coming back.
I don't know yet, but...
Let me tell you something. You are the character with the greatest advice. You're the one with the brains, like your sister really needs you because she's just all messed up.
Just
you know,
in so much
I mean,
trouble.
I've been watching All My Children probably about 30 years, I did meet you when I went to the fan club luncheon. Probably, off the top of my head, maybe in about 2001. I could be off a year or two. I think you might have just come on the show. About then.
Sure, yeah.
And
that was my first year. That's probably 2001.
Yes, yes.
I think I joined the show in the summer of 2000.
Daughter was nice enough to get me tickets to the luncheon last year, and I did go this past August.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. You know, I've met a lot of the cast over the years. When 66th Street was you know, the dead end street. I used to go with a bunch of my friends hang outside the studio like a stalker. But now I think my daughter has taken over being the stalker. You know? Thanks, Mom. Thanks.
She's got a fancy radio show. She doesn't have to stalk. She can. We'll come to her.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm so glad that she's getting interested in all my children, because at least now we have something in common. Now, you're currently on the West Coast, right? You're living there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where do you come from? Do you come from the East or the West Coast?
I was born in D.C. and raised in New York. And I grew up in Manhattan. And I moved out here 3 years ago, and it was a big, big change for me. And I didn't like it for a long time, but then now I really love it.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. It's a whole new ball game, you know,
it
to
is.
Go someplace
so
completely
different.
And you are recently married as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
hey,
congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, I knew that. I wasn't sure if you had already gotten married or if it was, you know, soon or whatever, you know.
We got
but,
married
you know,
in
you. You're around, you know. I always click on when I see Eden Regal.
Nice.
You know.
That's nice.
Yes. But tomorrow night I am definitely going to sign on, and I'm going to catch that because it sounds really great.
Thank you.
And
good.
I do wish
I you
a lot of luck, and I hope one day I get to see you again, and I really do hope you come back to all my children as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yay, Mom.
Thanks, Mom, for calling.
Okay. Okay,
yay.
My love.
Uh-huh.
I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was fantastic, Jennifer. She is so great.
She's this huge All My Children fan. She's always...
Well, she's been watching for 30
you know,
years.
Yeah, she's just, I call her Erica Kane because that's how she is.
Well, basically, Eden, now we're going to get into the future here of Imaginary Bitches. I was just going to say, tell us how it came to be. How
well,
did you come up with the concept?
It was really my husband's doing. He's very smart. But I was on location shooting a movie that I just recently did called The Year One. That Judd Apatow mm-hmm. produced, and it's starring Jack Black and Michael Cera, and so I was on set with these, like, you know, big comedy guys, and all of them are, you know, huge presences on the web. They love creating content for the internet, and while I was there, this web series called Drunk History was released that had Michael Cera and Jack Black in it, and Judd Apatow is very much involved with web content in this thing called Funny or Die. And so it was listening to those guys and seeing the kind of – and Michael Cera had his own web series as well. But watching some of the stuff that they'd done for the web, that I really realized what a great opportunity it is, because – nowadays, because cameras are so good and you do have, you know, the internet to send stuff out and millions of people can see it, you no longer, if you have a funny idea, you no longer have to go to a producer and get money and give away creative control, and, you know, you can just kind of get your friends together with the camera. And we're very lucky that a lot of our friends and family are very talented professionals with notoriety and fan followings and et cetera. And so we just sort of called up our friends. I called up my sister, who's a very talented editor, and my sister-in-law, who's a cinematographer, and my husband was the writer-director, and he came up with this great idea while I was on location, and because I was having this experience with these guys who were, you know, so cute about the web, I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's really do it. Let's make our own thing. And it has been one of the most satisfying, creatively interesting endeavors I've ever been involved in. I just love it. I think it's so fun. I can't. We're going into production on the next set of episodes right now, and I just can't wait to get back out there again. And it's so fun to watch everybody's responses on the web. Everybody seems to really like it, and so that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. The internet has become some force in this world.
It's a huge, huge thing, and not only can people see it, but they can talk about it. You can meet people through it. We're doing this blog. The Imaginary Bitches are writing a blog about dating,
mm-hmm.
and so people will be able to read it and respond and talk about, you know, dating and the trials of being, you know, how difficult it is to be single and
right.
you know, and internet dating and all kinds of different topics that are very interesting. And I think you know, people can chat about this stuff and talk about, you know, bitch about what you learn how to be bitches too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But our next question is going to come from our other co-host, Desiree.
Hello. Hi, Eden.
Hi, Desiree.
The giggler.
Yeah, that's what I do. So how many episodes will you have, or do you know?
There's going to be 13 episodes in season one, and so they're going to be released every Friday. We have 6 in the can, and we're just about to start shooting the next 7.
Very nice. So
Thank you.
Going to be a season 2?
Well, we hope so. Well, I guess it depends if it's a hit or not. Like, if you guys watch it and you like it, then, yeah, we'll keep doing it forever. But
There'll be a season two. There'll be a season two.
I don't know. It's like, okay, if everybody's like, eh, I don't know. But
oh,
I think
no.
we'll definitely have to hang it up.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have about 42 people in the chat room, and they're dying to get off the phone with you, darling. So I'm going to move on to a telephone call from area code 917.
Hello.
917,
hello.
You're on the phone.
Eden, it's Tracy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, going well, fellow Mac lover.
What's that?
Fellow Mac lover, Apple computer.
Oh, yes, of course.
Anyhow, one question and a couple of comments.
Okay.
First off, I want to congratulate you on all the press you've been getting.
Super exciting.
There was a bit today in the New York Post about it.
I know, I heard. I was so thrilled. Like, I can't believe this stuff is happening. It's really cool.
Second, because there's a couple people shy in the chat room, Melissa and Carol, say hi.
Oh, please, please tell them hi. It's really nice to reconnect with all you guys.
And third, I'm calling on Sue's behalf, too, because she's sleeping. She has to get up early tomorrow for work,
sleepy.
As we both know.
Lazy.
She has to get up work early. Anyhow, we've christened you with a... She works hard, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have christened you with a new nickname.
Okay.
You know how we always call you Edna?
Yes.
We now call you Edna Light.
Why?
Because it's no more drama, all comedy, so
oh.
It's like a lighter side of Eden.
That's cute. That's adorable. I like it.
Well, it's even funnier because she was going to lunch, and then she thought of Andrew's last name and said, oh, my God, Miller Lite.
And Miller is, that's really funny, but Miller is my official
married name.
It's not my professional name, but it is.
I know, we both know that, but we're sticking to
real name in a court of law.
We're sticking to Edna Light, though.
Okay.
And third, we want to know how Riley is doing.
Riley's doing great. Thank you for asking. We just Riley is a dog that Andrew and I just adopted last Monday. So he's very new. We're actually not 100% sure how old he is, but we think he's about 4 months, some kind of terrier, and I've never had a dog before. I can't believe how quickly I'm falling in love with him.
He's so cute.
Thank you. I posted a couple pictures on MySpace.
Yeah. Mary Beth brought that to my attention.
I couldn't help it. I've become one of those people that just talks about their dog and is so proud of their dog, and it's just...
Well, now you and Sue have something
revolting.
In common.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God, I can't believe how much love I have for that little guy. And he's so good, and he's tries so hard, and he's such a sweetie pie all the time. He loves hugging. Like, he'll literally wrap his arms around you. It's crazy. So, anyway, get a dog. They're incredible.
Well, if I had a bigger apartment, I would, but currently I have a studio, so I feel bad for the dog.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, but, man, they really bring a lot of joy into your life.
Mm-hmm. But, anyhow, congratulations on this new project.
Thank you very much. I hope
you like it. And you know we'll all be watching.
I know. I can always count on you guys. It's really nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, you are definitely loved.
All right. Thanks, Eden. Take care.
Thanks, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Say hi,
we're
gang.
We're going to go to area code 972. Please, you're on the phone with Eden Riegel.
Hi, Eden. My name is Anna.
Hey, Anna.
And I've been a great fan of you for a long time. I'm sorry to see you leave, but I'm pretty sure you have bigger missions to do, and I'll be watching your new show. And I got a World Peace Company and two radio shows and a movie coming out that they're filming with me recently.
Oh, wow.
And I'll be boasting about you because I love your energy. I think you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Sounds like you've got some fun stuff going on.
Yes, I'm here to help heal the world. It takes a unity more than just a person. But
right.
I'm here to boast about you because I think I want to tell everyone, because I've been doing this for so long, that I think you're awesome and that your energy is positive.
Thank you.
I love the person that is throwing this show too, because you guys have awesome energy together.
Thank you.
And whenever you have a chance, if you guys could email the information so I could spread it. I do have a MySpace too. So I thought I could help, and you know, because we're like people.
Man, we can use all the help we can get.
Yes, and I could give it to my producer, and they could go and spread the word about your show.
Cool.
So I thought I'd just come and introduce myself to you and say my name is Anna. And, you know, and I wanted to let you know that I am also on MySpace, so if you want to find me, you could find me through
What's your profile name?
My profile is ANAEL33, myspace.com/ANAL, ANAEL33. And I wanted to let everyone know that, you know, I appreciate what you do as a profession, because I was never an actress. And a couple weeks ago, they started filming my life story as a documentary.
Gosh.
Yes, as a documentary, and then they're going to make it a movie where real actors come in. And it's very hard. So I commend you, because
thank you.
12 hours on the shoot, I was fainting.
I know, it's tough. You gotta keep your blood sugar even.
Yes, and I was meditating. I'm a spiritual person, so I was trying to go back to L.A. where I came from. And film, and it was a lot. It's a lot of work, and I commend you for all these years
Thank
of work
you.
That you've done.
That's really great, and congratulations on all of your successes. I'll definitely try to check out your MySpace page and see. Do you update it with what's going on with the movie?
Everything. Right now, they're updating. My PR firm, Eileen Kutch, is actually doing my website up on MySpace. I have other websites, but I don't want to take up all the show time or anything like that. I do have a show in an hour here. But
thank you for calling.
I just want to call in and what was your name, the one that's actually doing this show?
Yes,
Joanne, I just want to thank you for taking my call. I wanted to appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
And please,
absolutely.
Please add me as a friend. I would really like to help and be a part of this whole thing, because we're all coming together and helping humanity, and I think it's a great thing what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you
absolutely.
Very much.
Absolutely, thank
sure
you.
Well.
You have a good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, Eden, we're midway during our show. We do a segment called Favorites
that
Jennifer is in charge of. So she's going to throw some questions at you.
Okay.
I like being in charge. It's fun being in charge.
Yeah. I like being in charge, too.
So what it is, it's just 10 questions, and you should know your favorites, so you give me the answers quickly as possible again.
Oh my gosh. I'm so bad at this stuff. Come on.
Okay. You can take
just one. I can't make up my mind about anything. This is gonna be
okay,
horrible.
So just because you are Erica Kane's daughter, you can take
a
little
more
time. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Your favorite color?
Pink.
Favorite animal?
Dog. don't know. That's dumb. Why would they talk? Because they love Riley so much. So yes.
Your favorite movie?
It was always The Shawshank Redemption. Although
that's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a really great movie. Although, you know, I also like comedies too. There's this really fun movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
I could just watch a million times.
Or, of course, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. If it's on, I have to watch it.
Classic.
So.
Your favorite TV show?
Huh. Oh, 30 Rock, for sure. For sure, 30 Rock. Have you seen it? It's genius. I don't know how they do it every week.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. And I love Tina Fey and I love Alec Baldwin. I can't believe how funny that show is.
Your favorite actor and actress?
Well, that's tough, too. I like so many. I mean, Meryl Streep is such a genius that I have to choose her, of course. Nowadays, like, my friends, like, if they're talking about what their favorite actress is, it's like, what's your favorite actress besides Meryl Streep? But I don't even know if I can answer that right now. My favorite actor. Oh, my God. It changes so much. I don't know. I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. Your favorite book?
A Prayer for Owen Meany.
Favorite vacation spot?
Ooh, the Caribbean. And I'm not picky about where. It's all really beautiful.
Your favorite childhood toy?
Childhood toy?
Yes.
Man, I really loved my Cabbage Patch Kids a lot.
I still have mine. I love mine.
Did you have them?
Yeah, I still have them, actually.
Oh. You do?
Yeah.
Are they, like, in good shape?
They're in very good shape.
Wow.
My mother always said that I was one of the, like, cleanest, neatest kids that she's ever seen.
Wow. My God, I don't have mine.
Yeah, I destroyed mine.
Mine are, like, toast. They're, like, dust now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
it's sad to think of them, like, in some landfill somewhere. My grandmother used to make us matching clothes, me and my Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my grandma used to just make me like this. My grandma used to just make me clothes. She's like, you're not getting anything through Cabbage Patch doll.
But remember that, how grandmothers used to, like, sew stuff and make stuff. She always made my Halloween costumes, too. She was, like, amazing.
Yep, my grandmother used to do that, too. Handmade Halloween costumes. But they looked really nice, though.
It's so much better than, like, going to the drugstore and getting,
definitely.
The same costume that 100 other kids have.
Exactly.
Yay, grandmas. It's Grandma's Vacation Day.
Okay, now we got way off topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot what number we're on now.
Okay, yeah, we're on number nine, so two more. Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite food?
Chocolate.
I'm just loving her more and more by the minute.
I can't help it. I try not to, but oh, my God.
And finally, your favorite singer and or band?
Ooh. You know, I really, these days, have been digging this French band that does covers called Nouvelle Vague, or Nouvelle Vague, I don't know, it's some sort of French pronunciation, but they have some really fun stuff, and I really like, there's this album called Bossa and Stones, where this Bossa Nova group does remixes of Rolling Stones songs, and it's really awesome, so you should definitely check that out.
I need to check that out, because I love the Rolling Stones.
Totally check it out. Some of these songs are just heartbreaking. There's this lead singer, and she's extraordinary, and she, you know, sings all the Stone songs, and it's Really, really cool. Really, really cool.
Well, speaking of singing, you sing too.
I do.
I actually, one of the first times that I've heard you sing was at Super Soap Weekend. You sang Part of Your World.
Ah.
Little Mermaid. That's when I first heard you sing.
Aw. Nice. Yeah, they would always have me sing every year that I went, and it was always kind of terrifying because, you know, you find out like a couple weeks before, and you're like, oh, I don't know what to sing, and there's limited number, like, I think that they kind of encourage you to do Disney songs, obviously, because you're at Disney World, and so it's always a little bit stressful. And, I mean, you sing in front of so many people at the street jam. There's like,
yeah, we're in the crowd, crowded up in there, like, okay, let's...
people,
yeah,
and it's really cool, but... I mean, I don't know. I get nervous every year, and then I get out there and I realize, oh yeah, everybody's really supportive and fantastic, and you know, rooting for me to do well, not rooting for me to, you know, do badly or anything, God forbid. And it's a very, very friendly crowd. The last time I was there, I remember during the finale, I was just breathing deeply and looking out at the crowd and trying to remember that moment, because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this again. And it's just such a fun night, and everybody's so excited and so supportive and wonderful. And I was like, I was just trying to create like a mental image of that moment so that I could recall it whenever I wanted to, you know, revisit it. And it was, I love Super Soap. It's so fun.
That's where I first heard you sing, too. Santa Baby, you were singing.
Ah, that was just like a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah, yep, that was the first time I met you there, and that's when I heard you sing that song. It was fantastic. We have people in the chat room who, they go by the name of Izzard Rules, said that they heard of that French band that you were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
And so she was just saying, like, oh, yeah, I heard of that band. And what else did she say to ask? There's like 45 people in this room, and it's going crazy. I can't even Okay, well, we're going to move on to a caller then. Let's try area code 973. Hello?
973.
Oh, here we go again. I must apologize because, yesterday and the day before we had, yesterday we had Bruce Weitz on from General Hospital, and
cool.
The night before that we had on Brandon Brosh from General Hospital, and the night before that we had Carolyn Hennessy on, and they all had issues getting through the switchboard because there are so many people calling in, and the switchboard gets jammed up, so I apologize.
Oh,
for that.
No.
You're just so popular, that's all. That's all it is. There's nothing to be sorry about. Let's move to area code 828.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Dalva.
I'm sorry, say your name again?
Dalva.
Dalva?
D-A-L-V-A.
D-A-L-V-A. Dalva.
Yes.
Hi.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. This is so freaky. I'm sorry, it is. I was just, you know, randomly watching ER, and I'm listening to you chat, too. It's so weird. But anyway, I just wanted to say I've been watching All My Children since, oh, I don't know when. I'm only 24, so it hasn't been that long.
It hasn't
anyway,
been that long.
yeah, but I just want to say you are an inspiration to everybody. Can
Thank
I just
you, Nola.
And especially when you won the Emmy, oh my goodness!
Oh, thank you.
I recorded it, so you know, I just wanted to
tell
you that.
That was such a fun night.
Yes, yes, and you know, everybody will deeply miss you and whatnot. But
yes,
you know, Bianca will always be there in our hearts, so that's really cool.
Thank you, Dalva.
My other question. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I don't know what even to ask you. But anyway, okay.
You can ask me anything.
Let's see. What can I say? Okay. This is going back to All My Children. What was your favorite storyline of all the ones that you've done?
Oh, wow. That is a tough question. I guess it was the coming out storyline. I think I'm gonna go with that one. You know, they were. It's funny because there were separate storylines, but I sort of see it all as like one in the story because it's just Bianca's life. Like one thing led to the next, But but a lot of terrible, terrible things happened to Bianca, and I think the great thing about the coming out storyline was that she was really strong and she was trying to be who she was and fighting to love herself all the way and be brave enough to tell her mom who she was and you know, and so I thought that was, it just had such a beautiful message, and it was also my first story on the show, so I just have such a fondness for that time, and I look back and it was just so pure and so new, and so I loved them all. I really loved the baby storyline, and I really loved
yes, that's one of my favorites.
Oh my god, yeah, and but that was so sad, and then so happy and so joyful. I mean,
I know. It took a long time for Bianca to forgive Babe, but you know what? Forgiveness is in everybody, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. It's a really nice message, and then of course I love like my relationships with Maggie and with Lena and, you know, sort of the close other close call relationships, but those in particular were the most sort of full-fledged relationships. So I like that too, but I would choose coming out story. That's a good question though, because it's difficult for me to choose. I liked a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you let me ask one more thing. Do you still talk to anybody, like, from All My Children? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. All my friends are from the show.
Yeah.
That's, like, I called the casting director one day, and I was like, thank you for casting my life, because, you know, I got married last, you know, in September, and Cameron was there, who plays Ryan, and Rebecca, who plays Bailey, and Alicia, and Susan, and also my friends, you might not remember them, but Kelly Overton played this character called Rain. She's like one of my closest friends. And,
Yes.
And Laura Allen played Laura, and she's one of my closest friends, and of course Elizabeth is one of my closest friends, and I still keep in touch with Jeffrey Carlson, and a bunch of other people. Now all their names are... Oh, Katrina Ganey, who actually played Nurse Zora during the Laura storyline, and, you know, countless others. Katie Walder, who played Shannon, and they're all still people who are in my life and very close friends of mine. So, yes, I still keep in touch with everybody.
Well, that's good. Wow. I can't believe this. This is so freaky. Anyway, I never thought I would ever talk to you.
It was really nice to talk to you.
All the time. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too. So, Eden, now, you have some AMC alum in this imaginary witches.
Yes. Elizabeth, who played Maggie, is one of my friends. And Connie Fletcher Staton, who played Ryan's sister, Erin, on the show, is also in it. Who else would you know? Oh, Greg Rickard is on Young and the Restless. I don't know if you watch that show.
But I know he just got an Emmy nomination.
He just got an Emmy nomination. I know. We're so proud, like, so happy for him. So he's guest starring on the show, and I think that might be it for the soapy people.
Would we ever see any other of your AMC people in cameos in future episodes?
I
like
hope
maybe so. If you get a second season?
Yeah, for sure. I really hope so. It's a little difficult because we shoot out here in LA right now. Although there's no reason that Eden couldn't take, you know, a trip to New York and we could shoot a couple episodes there.
I would love to.
Or when they come out for the Emmys.
Everybody involved. Or when they come out for the... Although they're so busy when they come out here.
I know,
Tons of press to do and they have to be made pretty.
Yeah, we've been there. We're going to... Well, actually, me and Desiree are actually going to be going to the Emmys this year.
Oh, it's so fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. I probably won't go to the actual show, but I'll try to go to the parties afterwards.
Oh, good. Maybe we'll see you around because we're going to be in that little area over there. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Enjoy. It's out here this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
What day?
June 20th.
Her birthday.
20. Oh.
That's Jennifer's birthday.
Is that your birthday present?
Yep.
That's my birthday present to myself.
Nice. Good. I hope I see you. I can say happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's funny because when I first met Eden at Super Soap Weekend, I was there because it was my birthday also. So when she signed my picture, she signed it, happy birthday, Joanne. So I still have that.
Oh, that's awesome. Who knew one day I'd be talking to you on the radio?
You know what? I would have never imagined it myself. But,
we have a member in the chat room, Gina G, said, Eden won her Emmy on my 30th birthday.
Oh.
You're just
so
a
that
birthday
was,
girl,
that,
man.
That was 2005, right, when you won your Emmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember because that was the year that was the last year that it was in New York.
Yeah, I wish it would come back to New York. I loved it in New York. I mean,
Me too.
I'm not like going or anything. But it was so great at Radio. That place just has so much history, and I remember like my name being called and walking out on the stage and turning around and just seeing balconies and balconies
mm-hmm.
of people
yeah.
all screaming. Oh my God, it was an amazing, amazing moment. That was another moment where I was like, just remember this forever.
Yeah. I remember that because that year and everything, and then of course, who could forget the Emmys back in 1999 when Susan Lucci finally won her Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
That was like...
I know. That was, I mean, that was before
moments.
I was on the show.
Yeah, it was before
course,
you were on the show, but that was
I've
like...
I've seen the clips, you know...
A million times.
Where they finally say Susan's name and she just...
Shamar Moore,
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a goosebump moment right there.
Yeah, yeah. The streak is over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, Desi has a question now. Des?
I do. I have a question. Yay, me.
Yay.
is it true that this project, Imaginary Bitches, only cost you $200 to make?
Yeah, pretty much. I might have fudged it down a little. It probably takes a little bit more than that to feed all those hungry actors. Well, actually, the actors don't eat anything, but the crew members. And actually, I take it back. The crew, we had like 3 crew members. It was a very sort of low-budge thing. But the only cost was, you know, feeding people. That's it. Everybody else was doing slave labor for us. Very nice.
Well, it's a family project.
You know, we were all, it's a family project, and everybody was you know, getting, you know, sort of creative satisfaction out of it. So everybody loves this kind of stuff. Listen, you know, we all want to work together. We'd like to get paid for it, of course, mm-hmm. but we're not, you don't become an actor because you want to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might, but you are very mistaken. That's
no won't
business
go far.
To get into. You should do something different that's a little bit more stable. But
right.
you do it because, like, you absolutely can't do anything else because this is just what's in your blood, you know? And so we love doing this. We love acting and you know, or writing in my husband's case or shooting movies in my sister-in-law's case or, you know, dealing with footage in my sister's case. And everybody loves what they're doing, and we'd like to do it with people that we like because there's nothing worse than working on a set with a bunch of, like, miserable people that you don't really like that much. So.
Right, right.
And everybody liked the idea and had fun in their parts. And when you have, like, me and Lizzie and Connie and Greg, people who deal in very, very heavy drama on a day-to-day basis, it's very nice. It's like a nice break. It's almost like a vacation to get a script where you don't have to cry or be upset about something. You can just be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And people got into it, and we'd like to do more and more because it's just really, it's like having a party with your friends and, you know, taping it, except not kinky.
It's on the internet, but it's not one of those
it's
internet
It's not one of those.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's take another caller. We got 13 people on hold. They're going to be mad at me if I can't get to them.
We have to get to them.
You're going to be mad. Area code 650. You're on the air with Eden Regal.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Eden. This is Carol.
Hey,
I feel so ridiculous because I'm so nervous. I don't even
why
know
are you
why,
ridiculous? No, don't be
we
nervous.
Go way back,
oh my
right?
God.
I don't even know why I'm so nervous.
That's
but,
crazy.
I,
well, I kept being on the air, but don't be nervous about talking to me.
I know. I was like racking my brain trying to think of something witty and funny to ask you. I just wanted to say hi, and I wanted to let you know that so many
hi.
Of us are looking forward to Imaginary Bitches.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, I mean, no matter what you do, we're always going to be supporting you and just wanted
thank
to let you know
you.
That. And are you anything
I know
like
it. I see it every day.
Show?
Like, I go on the
really?
Board, and you guys are talking about it. It's so cute. It's just so great. You guys are
yeah,
fantastic.
We're still there after all these years. We'll, you know, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Years
no kidding. I'm but, awfully glad that I can give you guys, like, something to watch or do, because Bianca and Maggie, for that matter, have been completely absent for so long.
Oh, I know, but, you know, we'll still be talking about that.
I know, I can't
years,
believe,
and,
I can't believe that, you know, you guys are still, like, at it. I'm
over
thrilled.
And over again, you know, that's our thing, so.
Yeah,
but,
it's awesome.
But are you anything like your character on the show, or your, I mean,
yeah, I'm a lot like my character. My mom's so cute, but she watched a couple of the episodes when she was in town visiting me, and she was crying because everything makes her cry. And she was like, it's like what might have happened if you hadn't met Andrew and you were still alone.
Mom,
like,
that's
Mom,
funny.
It's a comedy. Why are you crying?
That's
Mom's flavoring. But, yeah, so it's, I mean, I'm basically playing myself. It's not a stretch, except
cool,
it just
cool.
as if I had, you know, imaginary friends in my life that I thought were real.
You have your friends, so there you go. Well, anyways, yeah, that's it. I just really just wanted to say
thank
hi.
You.
And, you know,
thank
really,
you for
really,
calling.
Really looking forward. Yeah, we're really looking forward to the show. Can't wait to see it.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. It's really fun having you guys, like, go on this, you know, journey or whatever with me. It feels like
yeah.
friends. So
there, you know, you can't
it makes it a little less scary putting myself out there because I know you guys are going to be supportive and stuff. So.
Of course, always.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Eden, there's actually a question from the chat room.
Okay.
They want to know if they could use the pictures and the logos and everything from the Imaginary Bitches website to make postcards, banners, and stuff for, like, websites, I guess, to just really promote the show around more.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine with me. Go to it.
Thanks. Straight from Eden.
All yours.
They are screaming, yay, woo, they're going
love
nuts.
It.
And let's put it out there, too, because when I went on, after we secured the interview, I went on to the Imaginary Bitches website, and you have Imaginary Bitches gear. You got doggy clothes,
yeah.
Imaginary Bitches. You've got thongs that say Imaginary Bitches. You are
I've
just
got
rocking
one of
that whole thing.
I know. We had fun doing that. You know what? I think the logo is so great. I love the logo. And so we were like, wouldn't it be fun to put it on stuff? And then we kind of, you know, the two of us, I don't know. We have too much time on our hands.
I think it's fantastic.
We made,
I love
and everything looks so good. Like, because of course we ordered stuff. And, like, T-shirts and a thong. And, you know, I've been wearing the thong when I do interviews for luck, which is something I probably should be, like, admitting on the air. But, and baseball caps and, like, all kinds of stuff. One of the fans wrote me on my MySpace page and was like, you should make a bitch's barbecue apron. And so we were like, yeah, we should.
Oh, yeah.
It could be like bitching in the kitchen. And so we made it and put it up there. So now you can get a barbecue apron. And I just think the internet is so amazing. Like, you can just do all this stuff. I hope people like the show enough to get bitches gear. We came up with all these, like, fun slogans and stuff.
The apron girl is in the chat room. Silly
oh,
me,
yeah?
Her name is. She said, thanks, Eden, that was me.
Oh, good. It was a great idea. I don't know why we didn't think of it.
Well, it sounds like something that my 15-year-old would probably
calling me under his breath while I was cooking dinner tonight, so I think I would get one of those.
Well, I liked it because it was like, it's like a double meaning, like bitching in the kitchen could either be like you're bitching, like you're complaining in the kitchen, or it could mean like you're so awesome in the kitchen that you're bitching in the kitchen, you know?
I'm the first one. I'm the first one. I have to say that without a doubt. But let's go on to another caller. Let's take area code 781. 781.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm Megan.
Hey, Megan.
yeah, I'm totally a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
On all my children, and I watch everything. I watch all the time that you come back.
Thank you. That's really nice. Thank you.
Also, I caught your performance in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I begged my mom to take me.
Do you live like near Waltham?
Yeah, I do. It's
cool.
I think it's within a distance.
Wow, that's great. Did you like it?
I did. It was really good.
Good, thank you.
And I just was wondering if you had plans to do anything like that again.
Yeah, I'd love to. I would really love to. I'm not doing anything this summer, but like that was two summers ago, and last summer I did this other play in Cape Cod that was amazing, and it seems like summer's a really good time. Not much is going on in the business. It sort of slows down, and so it kind of allows actors to do theater if they want to. So I would love to keep doing summer theater forever, especially on the East Coast and, like, nice places so that I can – you know, visit my old stomping grounds, and so yeah, I would love to do that. I don't know when I will, but hopefully I will again.
Yeah, I'm hoping to, because if you do, then I'll be sure to try my best to go.
Oh, good. Thank you, Megan.
Bye.
It's okay.
Thanks for calling, Megan.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right. Let's jump right into another caller. Let's see. Let's go to area code 949. 949, you're on with Eden Regal.
Hi, Eden. I'm here. I'm Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Just great. I'm in Southern California like you. And
so you had a beautiful day?
I did. I was just laughing when you're talking about your dog and falling in love with dogs, because I was at the dog park when I called the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have my two little miniature schnauzers down there, and they were jumping all over me, and I called my husband, and I go, "Give me the phone number. I got to call into the show. I'm late."
Oh, that's great. How long have you had them? How old are they?
Let's see. Misty Rose is 3, and Nash is 2.5. We were just at the Pet Expo down in Orange County. We had a booth down there. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a major pet person, major dog person.
Oh, I'm becoming one.
You will. Yeah, I tell you, they grab a hold of your heart and they don't let go. And I laugh.
I was at the pet store. I like bought out the whole place.
I love that you're doing the Imaginary Bitch T-shirts.
Yeah, you can get them. In, yeah. You can get them in shirts.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to get one for Misty, but anyway, I've been watching All My Children. That's how I know you from. And I was watching, since the very first show, and I also met you up at Susan's Star Ceremony afterwards at the, you know, when she had the little
that was so fun.
Meal in there. Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember it vividly.
It was raining.
Yeah.
We looked like John Ryan.
Anyway. And that was the year that then it like never stopped raining for like months.
Exactly. Yeah, it just kept raining. We're standing out there with umbrellas looking like John rats. And I asked Helman, I said, "How did Susan keep her hair so good?" Lots of hairspray.
She's like a magician or something. I know.
Anyway, well, it's great to be able to just say hello. And I was. Are you going to the Emmys this year?
I'm going to try to go to the after party.
The after party,
if they'll have me.
I know. I'm going to try to go if they'll have me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's hard to get into that late night party.
Yeah,
but,
I don't, you know, and all my children didn't get a ton of nominations, so I don't know if that means fewer people will come. I don't
ABC
know.
ABC didn't get a ton of nominations.
Is that true?
Yeah.
ABC
my
only got
really
three actor nominations.
What? For the entire network?
Yeah. I
believe so, yeah.
Entire thing. I was very disappointed.
That's
David
crazy.
Canary for
a
leading
actor.
Has
that ever happened before? That's insane.
It was horrible. I mean, it was so depressing listening to The View yesterday. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I screamed. I was thrilled when David Canary got it. But,
yeah.
You know, I was hoping,
deserve.
Like, some of the younger actors and actresses and stuff.
Yeah.
I was really, really disappointed. But
yeah, I know.
You know,
mean, I heard Alicia
going.
Had a really good year. And, like, I don't know. She does such consistently, you know, good work every single year. And I can't believe that she hasn't been recognized yet.
I don't know what the deal is with that. I really don't. You know, I'd like to get into the Academy and say, well, what are you guys judging on? I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, every year we get so frustrated with the lack of nominees with ABC because there's a lot of good people. But what are you going to do, you know? So, anyway.
Well, Crystal, Crystal, are you on this? Are you the Crystal from Susan Lucci's chat board?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, right. Mona
B. What was that?
Mona V.
Oh, Mona V. Hi, Mona V. okay. I didn't realize it was you. Well, that's who I am. I've been
well,
in there
thanks
with...
so much for calling in to talk to Eden. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was
you.
Great. Thanks for letting us know in the Susan's chat site, too. Cause
absolutely.
I've been in Blog Talk before, but I wasn't up on it, so I've been busy lately, but... Anyway, it was great to talk to you all, and I'll see you at the Emmys, or after the Emmys.
Okay.
Take care. Bye, Eden. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay.
Desi, you had a question for Eden?
I do. Yay.
Hey.
So if the show becomes very popular, would you ever try to take it to cable or bigger networks?
Well, for sure. I mean, if they want us, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we gotta start small. It's you know, we're hoping to just make people laugh a little, and it'd be nice if it led to something else. And if it doesn't, I don't know. We just have such a good time doing it that I think we'd continue. I think as long as we could financially support not doing other work instead. Then we'll keep going. And if we could do this and get paid for it, it would be, you know, a dream come true, of course.
Well, I don't think you'll have any problem there. I think this is going to be a really big smash hit for you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even worry about it.
I hope so. I hope people respond to it in a positive way. It seems like they are so far. They've been amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just about, it's the internet. It's got to go viral, as they say. So you got to watch the show, and if you like it, forward it to all your girlfriends, and maybe they'll forward it to all their girlfriends, and maybe one of them will have a blog, and she'll talk about it, and then, you
absolutely.
Know, a lot more people will find out about it. And then you just sort of hope that after a while, it starts to catch on. People say, you know, I got to see this week's episode of Imaginary Bitches, and we'll
exactly.
just trying to make funny stuff for people so that people like it.
Right. Well, we're gonna
got some fun. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say we're gonna go to a call. You have a.
No,
I'm. Area code 978.
Okay.
978. You're on the phone with Eden Regal.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there, 970?
It's Randy.
I sort of hear something.
So here in the chat room, they said they wanted to go next, 978.
Okay, well,
okay.
They're gone.
They're not there.
No. All right, well, let's go to area code 717. 717, you're on the line with Eden Regal.
Hello. Hey, Eden.
Hello.
Hey. It's Melissa.
Hey.
I had to call in because everybody was giving me a hard time for not calling in.
So, everybody's all excited now. So I have one big question for you. Everybody wants to know, when are we doing another luncheon?
Oh, that's a very good question. I have no idea. We should know.
We should. There's so many new fans on the forums, not just the Rebel Board, but the BAM Board and other places. I know that they would really enjoy coming out to support you and meeting each other.
Wait, but are they here? Are they on the West Coast? Or they're mostly on the East Coast, aren't they?
They're all over the world.
They're all over.
To be honest,
all right,
yeah.
Let's do it. You make it happen.
You know what? I will. If you'll work with me, I can do it.
Totally. Absolutely.
I can do that.
That'd be really fun.
It would, definitely. Everybody's going crazy in the chat room right now.
We could do it in New York. I mean, I'm there all the time. I guess wherever people want it.
Well, I'm pretty sure wherever it is, everybody will show up.
Well,
awesome.
Somebody
said they want
it in Africa.
Dude, I'm dying to go to Africa. Great.
Well, that's where they want the luncheon now, so go to Africa.
Louisiana, Cleveland, Atlanta,
Nebraska. It's in the middle.
Boston.
Yeah, let's just think of some, like, fun places that we want to go. And go.
We could just do a tour, you know? It'll be the Imaginary Bitches Luncheon Tour.
Totally.
Well, you know what? You can treat it the same way that you did it with ABC, with the fan club events and, you know, do your little tours.
Yeah. I love
That'd
it.
Be awesome. Well, we're going to work on that.
Fun. We can do it.
Definitely.
Well, I love those luncheons.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, okay. I'm in.
Well, all right. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's take another caller. Area code 913. They've been on hold quite some time. Area code 913, are you there?
They were first caller.
Yeah.
Say again. That's Mary Beth.
Area code 913?
Yeah, Mary Beth.
That's Mary Beth. It's me again.
Oh, hey.
Let me think. No, can't come up with anything. Sorry.
Okay, we'll put you back on hold and take somebody. Hold on. Okay.
828.
Area code 828. Hello, 828. You're on the phone with Eden Regal. Are you there? I feel like I'm doing a commercial for Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Oh, you've already spoken to me. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
So now we have area code 973.
Hmm.
Wow, I think something funky is going on with this switchboard.
Yeah.
Area code 973, are you there? Well, this is the joy of live radio, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's go to area code 978. Are you back yet, 978? Well, I guess not. Pose your questions in the chat room because for some reason we can't hear you on the switchboard. Randy, Randy's phone died.
That's 978. Yeah, that's what happened.
978 died.
Post your questions in the chat room.
If you can't get through.
Oh, somebody wants to know whatever happened to your cooking show with Bob Guinea.
Oh, well, it's still in the works.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen. So, I don't know.
It's all over the map, Bob.
It's not done yet, but yeah, it's really fun doing that. Really, really fun. Bob Guinea is hysterical, or that's the wrong word, hilarious. And he's so funny. It's just nonstop laughter when we're making that show. But it looks like it's going forward, and there's going to be several episodes, you know, coming soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but you can be certain that I will let everybody know so that they can see it. And if you don't know the show, it's called Cooking to Get Lucky. And
okay.
It's all about making very simple, easy-to-do meals. Meals even an idiot could do, basically, because it's kind of geared towards guys, but really towards anybody who wants to have somebody over and impress them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a guy,
I can't cook, so.
It's a third date, and you want to have somebody over and maybe, you know, try to impress the pants off her, then we give you simple food that is, you know, it's not like 30-minute meals. It's not casseroles and stuff like that. It's food that's refined and interesting and makes it look like you've been slaving all day in the kitchen, which is an impressive thing. But you can do it in a very short amount of time, even if you're some idiot guy.
I love that phrase, some idiot guy. I definitely agree with that one. Okay, the switchboard seems to be back up and running, so I'm going to try and go to area code 901. 901, are you there? 901?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, area code 901. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Kim, you're on the phone with
Kim?
Eden.
Oh, hi, Eden. How you doing?
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Good. Down south girl calling, so the accent's probably thick, but...
Wait, you're in South Carolina?
In Tennessee.
Oh, in Tennessee. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just calling because I just wanted to say, you know, what a great actress I thought you were. And
thank you.
I'm really going to be tuning in to the new show. And I guess I'm a testament to YouTube because I became a fan of yours from, like, catching up on old episodes of the Baby Switch storyline.
Oh, on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. So,
oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I was actually in school when it originally aired. So now I was able to catch up with it and became a huge fan from it. So.
Oh, well, that's awesome. YouTube is very cool that way. You can see everything.
Exactly. But, yeah, I didn't really have a question. I couldn't think of anything to ask, but I just wanted to say that you're a great actress.
That's okay. I'm glad you called and say hi.
Thanks.
I'm very glad that you like the stuff on YouTube.
Thanks. And I'll add to the thing on MySpace. Saw you at a MySpace.
Oh, great. Yeah, totally do. And definitely check out the show tomorrow night, the new web series.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say, but thanks again.
Aw.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, Randy, we're trying this one more time. How you doing, Randy?
Very well, thank you. Can you hear me now?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Eden?
Good, thank you.
It's wonderful to have you back out so we can chat and see you and
thanks.
Watch
I
your show,
it's
et
cetera. Nice to be back out.
It's terrific. Actually, all of the hosts there asked most of my questions already, so I've got those answers. Who designed the logo for Imaginary Bitches?
It's our friend Tara. It's one of my mom's friends from work.
Oh, cool. She did a nice job.
I think so, too. I thought it looked amazing.
Yeah, no, she did a beautiful job. Let's see, I was going to say, though, I do know some cats that are a little upset that you've become a dog lover.
It's a totally, totally different thing.
Oh, no, I know. I used to be a dog person, and now I have cats because I'm not home enough to have a dog.
Because I had cats my whole life, and... I don't know. I love cats, but they're just so difficult to figure out what they want, and like they get so scared easily. So, you know, if on those rare occasions they come and cuddle up with you, like you're so happy that you don't want to move a muscle because you don't want them to go anywhere. And with dogs, it's totally you can do anything, and they're like, "I love you."
I think that's terrific that you're into dogs. I think that's great.
It's great.
What kind of dog did you get? It's a terrier?
It's some kind of a terrier mix.
Mixes are the best. Mutts are the best.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And we rescued him, so he's amazing.
Oh.
He's so so well behaved, so like eager to please. You know, I think there's something about rescue dogs that they're like, you know, they're grateful. They're like, thank you so much for saving me, and then they're, you know, forever just the greatest pets.
Oh, I don't know though. They might chew some Jimmy Choo's or something.
They might, but that's just dogs. That's what they do.
Well, that's great. So glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Sorry about the phone problem.
Oh, that's all right.
We got you on.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, well, Super Soap Weekend again.
Oh yeah.
We'll be going to that too. We'll be there. Well, me and Desi are like everywhere. So.
Yes.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
we're the little
there,
soap
Joanne.
Travelers.
Yes, I'm from California. She's from New York. We just travel together everywhere.
Oh, that's terrific. Great.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for calling, Randy.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Eden, they're going crazy in the chat room debating on whether we should ask you a question or not, and I'm just going to ask because that's my job. They want to know about Maggie cheating.
Uh-huh. What about it?
I don't know. They're saying ask her about Maggie cheating and if she really thinks Maggie would.
You know, I don't know what Maggie would or wouldn't do. Maggie does a lot of stuff she would never do. She, you know, doesn't know whether she's gay or straight, and she dates guys who hit her and doesn't stand up for herself. And, you know, the girl who would do that might cheat on Bianca and destroy the greatest relationship she's ever had. But it's still very painful that they wrote it that way and they did it that way. And I wish we had had a chance. I know everybody was like, or a lot of people were very much anticipating us coming back on the show and, you know, being together again. And I think those people would have, and we, you know, the two of us really are incredibly close and love each other. So
mm-hmm.
we absolutely mm-hmm. would have loved scenes where we finally, you know, were completely committed to one another and things worked out. But unfortunately on soaps, it just doesn't happen. Nobody's ever happy on soaps. Nobody ever,
got that right.
Nothing ever works out. It's always like, oh, finally something allows us to be together, but, you know, that's exactly when one of us gets cancer and dies or so, you know, something horrible. So, I don't know. It's hard to say what a character would or wouldn't do. I think a lot of people would do things that they wouldn't expect from themselves when pushed far, and it's possible Maggie got scared. But then she wanted to be 100% committed to Bianca, and I think Bianca was, and then Bianca did something that she probably wouldn't do, which is she turned Maggie. I don't know. It's so hard, this stuff, because if somebody that you're with in love cheats on you, you say to yourself, like I would say to myself, like before embarking on a relationship, oh my God, if he ever cheats on me, that's it. It's over. It's done. And Bianca actually, like, went through with that. I know I've got a million girlfriends who are in that situation and cave. And I think Bianca
mm-hmm.
is strong, and she didn't cave, which should be something that is admirable. But instead, it's like, what? How could she do that? You know, Maggie finally wants to be with her. It's all very complicated. But I hope that the two of them, along the lines, especially since Bianca, I don't think, is with anybody right now, I hope the two of them can find their way back to each other again, or that Bianca can find somebody, you know, really wonderful who's deserving of her love.
Right. Okay, well, I think you answered their question. But before we say anything else, Desiree, our other co-host, has to get off the line, so she wanted to say goodbye to you. She has to go to work. Her other job.
Goodbye, Desiree.
Yeah, thank you, Eden, for coming on the show. You were wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wish you luck in your new adventure.
You're going to another job? Isn't it really late?
Yeah, I work at a grocery store.
She's in California.
So I'm in California, so it's only
9:30. Oh, you're in California.
Yeah.
Oh, those are late hours. My God.
Yeah, I work the graveyard shift, so.
Wow.
So,
Where's your store?
It's called Stater Brothers. It's a grocery store. It's based in Southern California. I live in Riverside, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
So.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Desi.
Talk to you
Bye,
later,
guys.
Des. Okay, we have time basically for one more caller, so I'm just going to, like, do this, like, lotto, and we're going to go to area code 913. 913, you're on the air with Eden Regal.
Okay, that's me again.
Who's that?
Who's me?
Mary Beth.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to run out.
Mary Beth, this is, this is becoming
this
like
is...
a running gag.
I know. I mean, you just want my phone number, you can give me a call anytime.
I know. I, okay. I slipped them your number, and I was like, just keep calling her.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to run out.
All right, we'll go to 828, area code 828. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hey.
Oh,
Eden
I
Regal.
Think you've already talked to me once before.
Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's Salva.
Oh, okay.
Salva.
You stayed on the line.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting confused with all these area codes that keep staying on the line.
I think we've gotten through all the area codes.
Oh,
I
do have a good question, though. Oh, you do?
Okay.
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 Go,
this is a good question. Okay, for Eden. What advice would you give to the young people of today?
Oh, boy. All the young people?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can
I don't
do
know.
That. That seems like a lot of pressure.
No pressure now.
Experienced in your life, what would you
something,
say?
Something very generic. Be true to yourself.
There you go. And you want to know something? That's Jennifer's logo on her aim board. Be true to yourself.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
Perfect
all
advice.
Right. Good.
Perfect
That's,
advice.
We should all be true to ourselves. That's just
there
it.
You go. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so
have
much.
A good night.
That's a
you
tough
too.
Question. You stumped me.
Well, Eden, we have 3 minutes left on the show. So this is where we generally ask our guests if they would do a little promo spot for us. And
oh, sure.
Just, you know, hi, this is Eden on Star Dish, you know, that kind of thing. And you can do it at any time you're ready.
What do you want me to say exactly?
You can
like,
just say, this
say
is Eden Regal on Star Dish Radio. You know, make it your own.
Okay, how about this? Hi, I'm Eden Regal, and you're listening to Star Dish, and I don't know. I lost it. Wait a minute. All right. Now, this is what I get stage fright. Okay. Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Star Dish. Thank you so much for listening.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
That is perfect. Perfect, perfect. So before we go, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat room, tomorrow night at what time, Eden?
Oh, 8 p.m. Pacific time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the show on www.imaginarybitches.com. Definitely check it out, episode 1, and then stick around on the website for 8:30 on Bitch Session, which you'll see on the website. You'll be able to have a live chat with me for a half an hour. And check out new episodes every Friday night and new blogs by the Imaginary Bitches every Monday. And be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. And don't forget to go to the Imaginary Bitches shop. Store. Yeah.
Shop, yeah.
Purchase
the bitch
shop. Store, boutique, the bitch shop.
Where you
the
can buy
boutique.
Stuff.
Where you can buy tons of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. She's got some awesome stuff on there that people just need to go and get. I know that I am going to get my own because I am in love with that, the whole concept that you did. And
thank you. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, gosh. We definitely
the
will.
The shirts are
so,
really cute. They're like American Apparel shirts and tanks, and they fit really nice. They're very, you know, they're
right.
good quality and everything. It's nice.
Well, everybody's going to go out shopping to the Bitch Boutique, trust me. Because we're just, the Star Dish is just going to promote you till you just can't be promoted anymore.
Thank
so,
you. I really
you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh,
you guys
absolutely.
Are awesome.
Well, Eden, like I said in the beginning of this show, you truly are one of my all-time favorites, and I'm so
Thank
honored
you.
That you chose
nice
to come on Stardish.
It was nice to talk to your mom. I had a very fun
time. She enjoyed
time
that.
My night on Stardish. It was very. Thank you guys very much for having me. It was very pleasant.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you for
coming. We will talk to you on MySpace. Thank you for calling
All
us.
All right.
Love you.
Good night. Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Good night. God, can I just tell you how much I love Eden Riegel, and everybody better get on YouTube and subscribe to her now, subscribe to her channel, get that imaginary bitches going, and you better watch tomorrow night. Don't let her down, because she is just one of the most awesome guests we've had so far. I'm so excited still. I'm all wired. I could never go to sleep right now.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know you are.
Oh, my God. Right, I feel like... We have 5 seconds.
So, good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Night, everyone. Talk Radio.